Good morning. Clear skies and light winds allow temperatures to drop back into the 40s and 50s overnight. And now with abundant sunshine, we'll begin a turnaround that'll be significant today as readings will quickly climb back through the 50s and 60s early this morning with full sunshine. High pressure is locked in and we'll be in control of our weather not only today but right through the upcoming weekend. With mostly sunny skies this afternoon, high temperatures will reach into the upper 70s to around 80, especially in the valleys. Across the higher terrain, lower to mid-70s will be common for afternoon highs. Clear skies again tonight will allow temperatures to drop to just about the same levels in the 40s and lower 50s region-wide. And this will set us up for another great day on Saturday. Sunshine, warm temperatures and low humidity with high temperatures in the upper 70s and lower 80s. That high pressure center will start to slide off the eastern seaboard on Sunday. Still, it'll be strong enough to keep our weather dry for the second half of the weekend and mostly sunny. Humidity will creep up just a touch, but hardly noticeable, and high temperatures will average in the lower 80s. The next disturbance will head our way for the day on Monday from the Tennessee Valley. Sunshine to start off, but clouds will quickly increase with the chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High temperatures will be back into the middle and upper 70s. That system will be slow to move through with more showers and thunderstorms Monday night and the first half of the day on Tuesday. Then increasing sunshine on Tuesday afternoon as a northwest breeze kicks in. And that'll keep temperatures in the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. High pressure will keep it sunny on Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s before another disturbance produces a few showers and thunderstorms on Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, deep tropical moisture ahead of an upper-level system currently over the southern plains will continue to support widespread moderate to heavy rain as it moves into the lower Mississippi Valley throughout the day. The heaviest rain has been from Oklahoma into Arkansas, but the focus will translate east today into portions of the Tennessee Valley and southern Appalachians. The central and eastern Gulf Coast is expected to see multiple days with heavy rain, with the potential for 4 to 8 inches from southern Alabama into the Florida Panhandle. Scattered thunderstorms with flash flood potential will also exist south of a cold front moving through the Mid-Atlantic and Ohio Valley. Across the west, a strong cold front is forecast to push into the northern Rockies into the weekend. Strong to severe storms are expected to develop in portions of eastern Montana and Wyoming and the western Dakotas. Significantly colder temperatures will follow the front with daytime highs 10 to 20 degrees below average from the Pacific Northwest into central Montana and the northern Great Basin. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly sunny skies and 41 degrees with a south wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 52, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.93 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley and Stovepipe Wells, both in California, to a low of 25 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 61, the average temperature 69, that's 4 degrees above normal. 55 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.33 inches, which is 55 hundredths above normal. And with 17.05 inches of precipitation for the year, that's 1.49 inches above normal. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 8, that's 4 below normal, and 30 cooling degree days for the season, which is 12 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 95, set in 1999 and in 1925, and the record low, 37, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m. 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm with low humidity, upper 70s. Mostly sunny on Sunday in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds on Monday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day and at night, mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms early Tuesday, then increasing sun, lower to mid-70s. Mostly sunny mid-70s on Wednesday, and another chance of showers and storms on Thursday, lower to mid-70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.